be sure to check out WDWDailyNews.com. WDW Daily News provides articles and other information about the Walt Disney Company and more. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at WDW Daily News, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
You're listening to DW60 on Sorcerer Radio.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Time for the headlines from the Walt Disney World Resort. It's DW60's Press Row. However, you may be listening. Sorcerer Radio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Anchor FM. We're glad that you're here to find out what is happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. Jeff Davis here with you. Hope you are having a fantastic day. It is the very first Press Row of 2019. We have no shortage whatsoever to talk about. There are a lot of things to talk about this morning. So, yes, I'm going to fit in the music as best I can during the hour. But I do want to start with this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now 2019. Things are still going at the Walt Disney World Resort. Things are great. The Christmas holiday decorations have been taken down, and we're back to fireworks and stuff like that, regular fireworks at, you know, the Disney's Hollywood Studios, over at Epcot, and over at the Magic Kingdom. But here's the thing. It has now been 830 days since we had a nighttime parade over at the Magic Kingdom. 830. Realize that if it continues in 2019, we are going to hit that 1,000-day mark. Crazy, right? Crazy. So we continue to wait. We're hoping for D23 this year that Disney is going to let us know about something that has to do with a nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom. It's just been too long. 830 days is a long time. So yeah, the counting of days continues. Disney has announced that Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy is going to be opening up at Disney's Hollywood Studios. It's going to happen on March the 31st, 2019. It's a brand new action-packed show. It's going to take place inside the Sunset Showcase and will give guests the opportunity to come face-to-face with the star of the Cars movie, Lightning McQueen. So quite a few Cars fans really looking forward to that. I hope to see it sometime this summer. All right, Sebastian's Bistro. It's a brand new table service restaurant that opened over at the Caribbean Beach Resort. And that was back in October of 2018. Well, here's what's going to be happening for 2019. They are going to be discontinuing their lunch service beginning on January the 27th, 2019. Now, from what Disney is telling us, here is the whole reason for the change. They're hearing that guests would rather have lunch in a more casual atmosphere. Interesting. So, beginning on January the 27th, Sebastian's Bistro will only be serving from 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. Only dinner during those times. Lunch options. Well, here's what you've got. You can continue to be offered lunch over at Spyglass Grill and Centertown Market beginning at 11:30 a.m. and the Banana Cabana Pool Bar beginning at noon daily. So that is a little bit of a change. More of a, I guess, relaxed setting is too much over at Sebastian's Bistro. It's a little too relaxed for lunch. I figured it'd be a nice place for brunch. Maybe they could just keep it open for brunch on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays. But I guess not. So no more lunch at Sebastian's Bistro. That's what's going on with that. All right, so we all know about the upcoming Super Bowl here pretty soon. Last week we had some fantastic divisional games. We saw the Saints win. We saw the Los Angeles Rams win. We saw the Patriots win. And we saw the Kansas City Chiefs. And, of course, the AFC and the NFC Championship will be decided this weekend as well on Sunday, both CBS and on Fox as well. And looking forward to those games. My team, the Dallas Cowboys, gone, unfortunately. I've got another year to dream that we can possibly win a Super Bowl sometime soon. But I'm really looking forward to these games. But that also means that the NFL Pro Bowl, the NFL Pro Bowl returns to Orlando's Camping World Stadium for the third consecutive year on Sunday, January the 27th, 2019. Now, having to do with that game, in connection with it, for the AFC and the NFC, the Pro Bowl experience is going to be returning to the ESPN Worldwide of Sports Complex for the third time during the Pro Bowl week. That is, of course, January 21st through the 27th. Now, if you want to check out the AFC and NFC team practices, you can. You can participate in some activities. They've got the 40-yard dash, the NFL Skills Showdown, which is kind of revamped for this year and brand new. Also, some new events for the NFL's top skill players, which will include, of course, the 40-yard dash, the gridiron gauntlet obstacle course, and a precision passing contest as well. The NFL Pro Bowlers, they have a really good time at these events. Now, the NFL Pro Bowl week events at ESPN Worldwide of Sports Complex are open to the public with no charge to guests. So you may want to make sure to check all of that out. I'm sure they've got some great gear as well over there for you to buy. And if you have the opportunity, go to the Pro Bowl itself happening at Orlando's Camping World Stadium Sunday, January the 27th. All right, now, don't be shocked when I tell you this, okay? Don't be shocked. Get out your jack-o'-lanterns and get ready for the ghosts and ghouls for Halloween. Get ready. Get ready right now. And I said, okay, well, don't get them out right now. But we still have a while to go. I realize that before Halloween gets here in 2019. But the thing is, Disney wants you to go ahead and start planning for it now. They don't want you to wait. They want you to start planning right now. In a very uncharacteristic way, Disney has shocked us all. And they announced the dates for the 2019 Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. The thing is, if you want to start planning, you can do it now. And guess what? You can already purchase tickets right here in January for the upcoming Halloween party at the Magic Kingdom. It's kind of strange, right? Normally, it's late spring when they announce these dates and when tickets become available. But for some reason, Disney has decided to go ahead and release that information to you. It just kind of shocks me. It's like, wow, that's really doing some planning. So here's the thing. This is when Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party is going to be happening at the Magic Kingdom. The party is going to be held on 36 nights. That's a lot. That's a lot to choose from, and you got plenty of time to plan for it. Here's what's going on. August the 16th, the 20th, the 23rd, the 27th, and the 30th. Those are the nights for August. Then in September, you've got the 2nd, the 6th, the 10th, the 13th, the 15th, the 17th, the 20th, the 22nd, the 24th, the 27th, and the 29th. Lots of days to choose from. Then you hit October, and you know what that means. So here are the dates in October. October 1st, 3rd, 4th, 6th, 8th, 10th, 11th, 14th, 15th, 17th, 18th, 20th, 21st, the 24th, the 25th, the 27th, the 29th, and finally, October 31st, Halloween itself. Yeah. Crazy, right? I don't understand as to why Disney has decided they want to go ahead and they want to release this information to you. But the more I think about it, the more I realize this is a big year for Disney. This is a huge year for Disney. Past couple of years have been pretty good too. The reason I say that is this. We've had the opening of Pandora, the world of Avatar, over at Disney's Animal Kingdom. And then last year, just here recently, Toy Story Land has opened over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Now, what are we looking forward to in 2019? Real big ones. Now, one of them may not be real big for everybody, but there are some that are really looking forward to this. Mickey's Runaway Rail Train or Railway Train, something like that. What used to be the Great Movie Ride there at Disney's Hollywood Studios, that is opening in 2019. And then the really big one, the one that's going to just wow us all from what Disney is telling us. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, opening fall 2019 over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Now, for those of you in Disneyland, you're going to be seeing that in the summertime. Disney World is a little further behind, so we have to wait until the fall. Now, the more I talk about it with people, and others have mentioned this to me as well, a lot of people wondering if maybe Star Wars Galaxy's Edge will be officially opening on October the 1st. That is not exactly late fall. That's early fall. And everything that we've seen from Disney themselves, they're saying late fall 2019. So a lot of us are thinking Thanksgiving, December timeframe. That's late fall before the winter crowds show up and holiday crowds show up at Walt Disney World. But I'm thinking that's why they're letting people know, hey, we've got a lot going on this year, a lot for you to see, a lot for you to experience. Let's go ahead and start releasing this information to everybody so they can go ahead and plan. Plus, at the same time, late spring to let people know about stuff at Halloween. Now, as early as Disney has been starting Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, late spring to me sometimes just wasn't enough time and may not have been enough time for a lot of guests visiting the Walt Disney World during that time frame. When it comes to dining reservations or making fast passes or anything else like that, maybe Disney is giving you more time to plan. And it's a good start when it comes to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Now, it also raises this question. Will we see the dates and tickets go on sale for the Very Merry Christmas Party at the Magic Kingdom as well? Are we going to now see those in late spring or here in a couple months? Hard to say, because starting on November, probably first week, I want to say November 2nd. I mean, November 2nd, holiday decorations start going up at Walt Disney World. And I think the next week is when they start the parties. But could we see Disney release those dates earlier and give you ticket opportunities earlier in the year like they are doing with the Halloween party? We are just going to have to wait and see because we really don't know as of yet. But that was big news last week when that happened. Well, not this last week. What was it? I think it was during the weekend. Can't be exactly sure. I get my days running together for some reason. All right, need to move on. Beginning on February 27th. This is a big deal for a lot of people. A lot of people real bent out of shape about this. Beginning on February the 27th, there's going to be a brand new payment card policy that's going to go into effect at the Walt Disney World Resort Hotels. Now, with this new policy, there's going to be incremental authorization holds on the card for estimated incidental expenses. If you decide to put a card on your reservation, this is going to include that, in addition to any balance due on the reservation as well. So here's what's going on. The authorization hold placed on the guest credit card on file is going to be any remainder due on the reservation plus an extra $100 for incidental expenses. So in the event that room and or Magic Band charges exceed the original $100 hold, supplemental holds will be added to the card on file automatically. Now, authorizations on the guest credit card will not exceed the current balance due to the balance plus the $100 incremental charges. Are you getting that? Because I'm still a little bit confused on it. Now, here's the thing. guess we'll have an option of not putting a credit card file, a credit card on the file at all. But what's attached to that is that you're going to be unable to use your Magic Band for charging at the resort or in the parks. There's a lot of people who love the idea and love the easy part of charging stuff on their Magic Band. They're headed over to Mouse Gears in Epcot. They find something that they love. But, hey, my wallet and or my debit card or whatever that you want to use to pay for merchandise is in my wife's bag, and she is in a different location. She's over at Starbucks getting something to drink, and I have no way of paying for it other than my Magic Band. Well, if you didn't put a credit card on file, you can't use your Magic Band, because otherwise all you had to do is take your Magic Band, put it up to the scanner, scanned it, and it would charge your card, and you'd be done with it. So if you don't put a credit card on file, you're no longer going to be able to use that Magic Band for charging at the resort or in the parks. Now, right now, guests will be able to visit the front desk to apply cash or gift card payments against their balance due to avoid actual charges being placed on their credit card. So do remember that. This was a big deal for a lot of people. Some people really not happy. Now, guests will be advised of the payment card policy during online check-in through their My Disney Experience account or at the front desk. And that is where I recommend you ask a lot of those questions, because this, the way they describe it, is very vague. So ask those cast members at the front desk when you check in to explain everything to you before you put the credit card on. And guests who have already completed online check-in for stays beginning on February the 27th or later will be notified later this month about the new policy. All right, so let's stop talking about spending money at Walt Disney World. We'll talk about money and Disney in just a few minutes. I'm going to bring something up to you guys that just shocked me, but it's interesting. All right, so let's talk about this. So nearly two decades, we've had a run of Illuminations Reflections of Earth. And of course, we all know it is coming to an end this fall. Epcot, though, is offering a brand new dining package that combines a prefix menu with a selection of the Rose and Crowns menu. Rose and Crown, hold on. Stop right there. Fish and chips for me. Right then and there, fish and chips. But they have a selection of the Rose and Crowns menu, unlimited alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. That's a big seller for a lot of people right there. And also dessert, topped off with patio seating outside the Rose and Crown dining room along the World Showcase Lagoon for its unique view of Illuminations Reflections of Earth. It's available right now. Reservations can be made right now. And it's only going to cost you. And this is the best part that I feel when it comes to this dining package. It is a very, very good price. You would think it'd be over $100, at least. Not the case. This dining package is $85 per person. Fantastic food, unlimited drinks, and dessert. And you get fantastic seating for Illuminations, Reflections of Earth. That's a fantastic deal. I love it. So you want to make a reservation? Here's what you need to do. Call 407-WDW-DINE. 407-WDW-DINE. That's what you need to do, because that is a really good price. I'm even thinking about doing it. And I'm not a person for dining packages for special seating or anything else. Dessert parties, anything else like that, normally does not interest me. But the price, the menu selection, and then unlimited drinks intrigues me. I'm real curious. I'm going to be looking for reviews on YouTube and Facebook and all that's. I'm going to be looking for these reviews to see what it's like, what they're offering, and what the view is like. I don't know what kind of view they're talking about here, but I like the idea of it, and I love the price. Only $85 per person. That's really not bad. Plus, Illuminations, Reflections of Earth, gone at the end of the summer. Completely and totally gone. It is a big fan favorite for a lot of people. Many, many have said they are really not happy with the fact that Illuminations Reflections of Earth is going away. But unfortunately, it is. So this is your last opportunity this year in 2019 to see it. But why not see it with a fantastic dining option? Unlimited drinks, a selection of the Rose and Crown menu, and dessert as well with a fantastic view. Check it out. All right, let's head over to Disney Springs real quick. And this may be petty for some. For me, I'm kind of hurt a little bit in some form or fashion. Get this. Ghirardelli is no longer offering samples at the door of their Disney Springs location or any other location at any of the Ghirardelli locations throughout the country. They are no longer offering any samples. I said, what? I mean, you can still get a sample if you want to, but they're not offering them at the door as you were to go in. If you want a sample now, what you have to do, you have to ask, of course. But not having a greeter at the door with the samples, I don't know. It kind of takes something away from me. I told Nicole the other day when she mentioned this to me, I was like, I'm not going back then. Which, I mean, is totally untrue, of course. I would go back to Ghirardelli and have some of that wonderful chocolate that they have. No doubt about that. But I just really, I don't like the fact that they don't have samples right through the door as you walk in. That was kind of nice to just walk up, get a sample, and move on. For some, that was part of their vacation. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, they were like, yeah, let's head over to Ghirardelli. I want a snack real quick just to taste something. Get a sample, keep on going. Continue your shopping, or maybe you liked it so much you walked in and you had more. But guess what? That's not going to happen anymore. Walk inside, talk to one of the employees in there. They will give you a sample of what you're looking for and what you possibly want to buy. All right, finally, last story. And this really shocked a lot of people. And there were mixed comments when it comes to this. I'm going to read this to you. So Walt Disney CEO Bob Iger, he got a huge pay raise in 2018. The chairman and chief executive of the company earned, get this, $65 million. $65 million in 2018. They say that's about an 80% raise from 2017 because he took home $36 million in 2017. According to the documents that Disney filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. $65 million. What? Are you kidding me? Excuse me, Mr. Iger. By the way, just want to throw this out there to you. We kind of need new monorail trains. I mean, you are making $65 million a year right now. So we need some new monorail trains. Can you help us out? I mean, you got us paying for parking at the resorts. When we say at resorts, you got us paying for parking. And you're taking home $65 million. Not to mention the constant park ticket increases, the resort price increases, the food cost increases. But hey, you're taking home $65 million a year for 2018. What's it going to be for 2019? I can only imagine. Are we looking at close to $90 million? $75 million? What? What's it going to be? Okay, honestly, I get it. I do. Here's the reality of it, folks. Whether you like it or you don't like it, this is what CEOs are making these days. This is the kind of money that, because they have, let's be honest, a very huge, I mean, huge responsibility when it comes to these companies. Absolute massive responsibility. I get that. You know, with everything that Disney has been doing, you know, with Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opening up, and they made an acquisition with 21st Century Fox, I believe, and a few other things as well. Lots of things going on that Bob Iger has done for the Disney company. When it comes to movies, when it comes to merchandise and the parks and everything else, he has a huge responsibility. With that responsibility and taking on all that he does, is it worth earning $65 million last year? I don't know. I can't answer that question. I can't tell you whether that is too much or if that is not enough. I honestly don't know. But I do know it's a big, big number. That is a huge number. I mean, what if I just had a million of that? $1 million. What could I do with just $1 million? You know what I would do? If I could just spend $1 million at Disney, I would fix a lot of things. $1 million may go a long way for some things. Well, maybe not. I don't know. $1 million for myself could pay for a lot of stuff. I mean, could pay for a lot of different things. But $65 million, I mean, Mr. Iger, have you looked at all the stuff that is currently not working at Walt Disney World? And you're taking home $65 million. You know what you could do with some of that money is fix a lot of stuff at Walt Disney World. But again, like I said, CEOs are making that these days. And let's be honest, that's not even the top amount of money earned by a CEO in the country. That's not even the top one. That would be the CEO of Amazon. I can't remember what the guy's name is. He's making the most out of all of them. He is banking big time. But Bob Iger, not doing too bad. $65 million in 2018. Those are your headlines from the Walt Disney World Resorts here on Press Row.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
We here at Expedition Roasters are incredibly thankful for all the love and support from our fans this year, especially our Sorcerer Radio listeners. Your love of our specialty themed coffees is what keeps us moving forward. 2018 was amazing because of all of you, and we can't wait to reveal what we have in store for 2019. So be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Expedition Roasters to keep up with all the latest events and specials. To start the new year off right, we're also offering our Sorcerer Radio listeners that have ordered with us before 15% off their next purchase through January with code SR15. And first-time orders can still take 20% off with code SR20. That's SR15 and SR20 at expeditionroasters.com. Brew your happy place.
Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
There's nothing quite like the magic at Walt Disney World Resort. It's the place where dreams come true. Moments last a lifetime, and enchantment is around every corner. The world tells you to grow up. Here, you never have to. Walt Disney World Resort. That's the power of magic.
To book your magical Walt Disney World vacation, call Storybook Destinations at 1-844-TO-STORY or visit storybookdestinations.com.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
Oh, man, that's good! Yeah, man! You think calypso music is hot? You wait till you taste the pepper on this one! Ha!
Iko brings us to the end of our show. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Now, if you need to get in contact with me, send me an email. Send it to dw60@srsounds.com. You can contact me on Twitter at dw_60. You can send a message to the DW60 Press Row Facebook page, or you can contact me in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. You want to hear DW60 in its entirety? Listen every single Friday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, with a replay at 7 p.m. Eastern over at srsounds.com. This is Jeff Davis, DW60's Press Row Podcast. Have a magical day.
No, my pop was and your pop was.
Crisis for the geek kind. Top geek officials admit they underestimated the hipster's defense capability. Join the geek revolution and save the galaxy. Geeks from all over the globe are joining up to fight for the future. They're doing their part. Are you? Want to know more? Join Weeby Geeks and the Geek Revolution and save the world. Service guarantees citizenship. Listen to Weeby Geeks Podcast on iTunes and Stitcher or online at WeebyGeeks.net. Weeby Geeks, your voice for the geek revolution. Want to know more?
Hi, this is Sorcerer, thanking you, the listeners, for your continued support of Sorcerer Radio, a station committed to bringing the best Disney programming in keeping with Walt Disney's vision, a station where children and parents can have fun listening together and also transporting you back to that favorite place that you all love so much, Walt Disney World. Thanks again for listening. Have a magical day.